Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. I know I probably didn't give enough time for you all to log in to be able to hear the show at this time because I've been actually on the internet for the past hour and a half trying to get all the deets on what's going on with Chris Brown. Yes, breaking news. It's all over social media. It's all over social media. Chris Brown is allegedly a father of a 9-month baby girl with a model named Nia Amy, or Nia Gonzalez, whatever name you want to go by when it comes to her. So, my gosh, I'm just like, I can't believe it. I don't know if it's true. I'm waiting for Chris Brown to respond, because, you know, for people who actually follow Chris Brown actually responds back to things that he knows that are definitely something that needs to be addressed. So that's the whole thing with that, and Chris Brown has not said anything yet, and I don't know if he's just playing and going along with it or if he really is seriously going through this right now. This is like crazy. Besides the fact he's already going through his old court thing with the whole Rihanna thing, that's in the past, but it's just that and then he's also reported he had an interview reporting that he wouldn't have mind having Karrueche and Rihanna pregnant with his child. That would have been a double good thing for him, a double whammy, as how he put it. Now, I'm not sure for sure if I can really appreciate his whole remark on that. I mean, I understand you men like to breed where you think you want to breed at, and sometimes it's really not your best call. Majority of times, there's a reason why us females have to go through baby mama drama, because y'all think it's cute, but it's not cute, though. So I think you guys need to be a little bit more cautious as to who you want to have your kids with. But anyways, so in the event that this is all true, supposedly there's another report out saying that Karrueche has responded, in which it shows on her Twitter page that she does have a tweet in regards to it, saying that she's not going to be a part of it. Best of luck to Chris and his family. There's another reported article out. Chris Brown's mom has already responded, saying that she'll take the child in and love the child as she's loved Chris. So it's just all shocking. Anyways, moving on. Also, supposedly LeSean McCoy got traded from the Eagles today to another team. If I'm not mistaken, I heard the Buffalo Bills. So, and then there's reports coming out that is incorrect. I don't know what's going on with social media. This is why I try to not really make my own false accusations on a lot of things. I tend to wait and see how things pan out because we really don't know what is really truly going on behind the closed doors. Truly, truly in all honesty, what we hear and see sometimes is not always everything that we hear and see because we're not there with these people 24 hours. So we don't know exactly what's going on. And I'm sure by law that all of these people that are in these camps of these celebrities, or some of them are probably legally bound, you know, signing contracts. Like, you can't talk about anything that is going on inside of this, you know, union, this group, this company, this whatever. So, you know, you might be actually legally bound. And to be honest, there are companies, even definitely in a situation where you are, I'm sorry if you didn't hear me, you don't have to necessarily be a celebrity is what I'm trying to say, to have to sign a contract-based situation. Now, there are companies out there that make you sign on a contract stating that you won't disclose anything that you know about what it is that you're doing. Like, for example, I do recall the company I was working for was a tax collection agency, and I do remember that I had to sign off on a contract saying that I would not talk about anything that's going on even up until 6 months after I'd already quit the job. So there are contracts out there that actually tell you that you can't do those things. You have to be very cautious. I know people, you know, they're all friends with these celebrities, and you guys want to go out and talk about what's going on. You want to tell social media sometimes, and it's like you just can't. So anyway, so if it's all true, shame, shame, shame. I do feel sorry for Karrueche because she does look like a nice, sweet little lady. And for Chris to really still be going on with this on-again, off-again situation with her, and yet he was still declaring that he loves her and all this other kind of stuff. And it just doesn't, it's just, it hurts me just to see that. As a woman, it does. It hurts me just to see that. So good luck to whatever that is going on. It's whether it be real, not real, whatever situation. And good luck to the Philadelphia Eagles. You never know with them. You never know if they're going to do something, if they're not. So, and half the time, they don't ever really get that far. So as I've stated before, yeah, I'm not really a big Eagles fan, really not. You know, I root on people, and then I keep it moving. You know, I just can't get involved in all of that because sometimes it doesn't pan out that way. And majority of the time is that way with the Eagles. So moving along, I also wanted to talk with you all about the fact that when you're in a relationship with someone, right, and that person is so head over heels with you, you know, it's like, oh, you know what? It's like the Nick Jonas song, Jealous. You know, they get so wrapped up into you. They want you to do things for them all the time. They want you to show that you are with that person. Okay, well, two are in a relationship. It needs to be a two-way street. So if you're going to have someone showing that much of love and appreciation, you should be doing it as well. Please, and especially with you men do this the most. Please stop having these girls thinking that because you've said it one time or you've not said it at all, that you have a girlfriend or you don't have a girlfriend, whatever situation is, that these girls are still going to cross the line. It's the same with men. If they're still going to cross the line, and then you got to go ahead and reiterate it. Like, this was thought about that. Reiterate the fact that you are in a relationship. So that way, that person has to take a step back, like, okay, that's right, you did say that the first time. And if that person doesn't have enough respect for the person that you're with, then that person has some real life issues. And that person, you just need to really all around, needs to leave alone. There is no, let me just give in to this person because they've been harassing me. No, there's none of that. Because for all that, you might as well break up with the person or divorce the person that you're with. It's to be with that crazy person that just wants you sexually, because that's what it all is at the end of the day. Now, if you're all into cheating, by all means, you know, you're not going to pay any attention to anything that I'm trying to say to you. But I'm keeping it real with you all. Cheating is not the way to go. And I can care less if people think that, you know, they're not really ready for marriage, they don't want to really settle down. Okay, that's all. By all means, don't get in a relationship. Just don't get in a relationship and keep it clear from the door what it is your true intentions are. And another thing I wanted to address is the fact that, I mean, all this actually weighs on your image. It truly does. And I could care less if you try to pay off somebody, make it seem like you're not that type of person. No, you are. So there's no even point in you hiding it. Just actually show it to the public, show it to the world. So that way you can be bashed for your sinfulness and then move on forward, because either way it's going to come out. Like, truly and honestly, everyone needs to understand what you do in the dark will be revealed in the light, no matter what you do. No matter if you try to hold it off for as long as you can. It could go on for 3 years, 10 years, 1 year. You know, it could go on for however long. But one slip up, everyone will know. No matter how successful you are or how unsuccessful you are, everyone will still find out no matter what. Okay, so moving on. Another thing is, you know what I don't understand? I don't understand how when you start working, I'm going to say this for all the parents out there that are single parents, okay? After a while, you need to understand as a single parent that you're going to need to really rearrange your life according to that child. You know, if you're going to have children out here, definitely try your best to be prepared for that and understand what comes with that responsibility. It's a very huge responsibility that is literally taking care of someone for the rest of your life, literally. So if you're going to be having a child, be prepared for that. Now, if you're not prepared for that, reconsider. And I'm sorry to say that like that, but reconsider. Because there's a lot of teenagers, there's even a lot of young-minded folks out here having kids, and they're getting into these situations where, like, well, I can't finally financially sustain or be able to take care of this child. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to lose it. I just don't know what this. I don't know that. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but you should have thought about that before you got pregnant. Should have thought about that before you had a child. Should have thought about all of that. You know, there are ways to prevent those things. I mean, it's not that serious. To me, it's not that serious. You'd be out here doing it whatever, how many times, even one time could get you pregnant. And not be cautious of that. That should be a conversation that should be held actually prior to you guys having sex or even after you've had it. Like, listen, any event that I do get pregnant, what are we going to do? You know, it's just common sense. Women can't get pregnant by themselves. So moving on. Another thing is when you I have friends, multiple friends, right? And none of them, at the end of the day, I'm going to say this right here, I'm going to start off right. At the end of the day, no one really cares about what's going on in your life. At the end of the day, they just want to hear the drama. But still, at the end of the day, no one cares because it's like if they're so busy focused on other things, they're not going to pay attention. You can always tell when someone's not paying attention to what you're saying. And that was really what frustrates me because I'm the type of person, I'm always open-eared. And I'm always giving advice to someone, but yeah, when it comes to me, you have to give my own venting time. It's like I can't even get it. So, I really try my best not to really snap out on friends and family when it comes to that. So I'm being very honest because that's rude to me. If I'm trying to tell you about what's going on, please pay attention. Like there's just all there is to it. And then also, I'm actually done my class. I know some of you guys are paying attention and know that I'm in a class right now, or was. So yesterday was my last day. And I'm now moving on to, I'm actually taking a break. I know I should just keep going, but I'm actually going to take a break because I do have some things coming up that's going to take my attention, and I just don't want to take it all away from my class. So that bothers me if it ends up happening like that. So I did pretty good. I had to do two speeches. I learned a little new things, and if I'm not mistaken, on one of the past shows of my recent class, I did go ahead and share some of those tips that I did learn with you all. So, but if you all are interested in learning how to give good speeches, I would definitely tell you to go ahead and to purchase or rent this book. It's called I Speak. Let me get the correct and who's the yes, it's called I Speak. No, I Speak. I Speak. Improve your speech credibility. Present yourself and. It's the edition I have is a 2013 edition, but you can get, I think there is a 14 one and a 15 one. So, with that being said, if you guys want to learn how to give those type of speeches, definitely do so. Some of the tips I can say, if you didn't already know, now you know. When you are getting a speech site where you're getting your information from, it's always important. I'm not really giving a speech, so being a radio personality, you really just report what you hear, what you see. So that's one thing I had to learn in my class, the difference. I mean, I already knew the difference, I'm just saying. So it was definitely a little bit of a new experience, but it wasn't that challenging to me because of the fact that I already talked to you guys on like 2 days out of the week or maybe one, depending on how busy I am. So what you call it? So I hope who all is dealing with the snow on this tail end of the world. Be safe tomorrow if you're actually going to go out. If not, it's a snow day tomorrow. Yay! I know a lot of schools that are already closing now, preparing for that tomorrow. And if you are working a job where you're considered an essential employee, good luck to you with making it into work. And as you can hear, we are counting down. So once again, follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, Stewychewy, and or email me at my business email address for Your Image LLC at gmail.com. And remember, the public does pay attention. So, For Your Image has been created to help you create, improve, and/or manage your most perceived image. And I'll talk to you guys again on Sunday. Be safe out there. Follow the precautions. Drive safe. Stay bundled up and don't get sick. I know a lot of people are. And keep your eyes and ears all open and on to the news to see what schools are being closed tomorrow, what businesses are being closed tomorrow, and/or what will be opening at a very, very later time. All right, you guys be safe out there. Have a good night, and talk to you on Sunday.